out your smart mouth, drawing me in and you kicking me out. You've got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down, I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, give me all of you. Cards on the table, we're both showing hearts, risking it, although it's hard. 'Cause all all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
It will be forever. Restless world like this is. Love is ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that, feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you. The moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in
Dearly beloved, we're gathered together here in the sight of God and in the sight of all of you, friends and family and relatives, to join together this man, Todd Edward Stevens, and this woman, Laura Felty, in the holy estate of marriage. Todd and Laura, the Bible teaches that for this reason a man shall leave his father and his mother, cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. What a great day this is. I dare say that most of us in this room, probably every single one of us in this room, have never seen anything quite like this happen before. Not the fact that God can bring a man and a woman together, but the fact that he's brought these two together perfectly in his grace. And so they come. They come now. And so, Todd, will you have this woman to be your wedded wife, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of marriage? And will you promise to love her and comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health? And forsaking all others, keep yourself only unto her, so long as you both shall live.
I will.
And Laura, will you have this man, Todd, to be your wedded husband, to live together after God's ordinance in the holiest state of marriage? And will you promise to love him and comfort him, honor and keep him in sickness and in health, forsaking all others, keeping yourself only unto him, so long as you both shall live?
I will.
Let's pray together. Father, we've come today to worship you. It's not about all of the people here, though the crowd is a good size indeed. It's not about the ones that are standing. It's really not even about the bride and the groom. It's about what you have done, a glorious work of grace. So, Lord, they come today to take their vows, the first time in their life, to one another to say, I do. To take them before you and to understand it's a covenant of love. Father, I might ask as our Heavenly Father that you would encourage each of us who have taken the same vows to our loved one to renew our faith here today with them. To, Father, touch the hand of the one that we're with and remind them that we still love them. We still care about them. Father, may the mystery of worship happen as we join together in that. In Jesus' holy, magnificent name, amen.
Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit. We have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them, and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out all fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us.
To the time that I must ask, who gives this beautiful bride to this man in marriage?
Her sisters and I.
Wonderful. He's right beside you.
Thank you.
have you on top of the stage, and all the people are here. I've been over to the cafeteria, and the reception is ready. But we've honestly come to the most important part of the day, and that's true for you because you see, both of you are Christians, and so you selected a passage of Scripture to commemorate your wedding. The ones that the young lady read, and another one that the other one will read, and I'd like to read this one that you selected. You said, you know, it's better for two than it is for one, because they're going to have a good return for their labor. For if either of them falls down, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls when there is not one to lift them up. Furthermore, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm if they are alone? And if one can overpower him who is alone, then two can resist the one that comes against them. A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart. I'd like to read that again, and I'd like to give you my synopsis of that. Verse 9, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. That literally says you can do more together than you can alone. Verse 10, for if either of them falls, one will be there to lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls when there's not someone else there to pick them up. So not only does the first verse says you can do more, the second verse says you'll go farther if you have somebody with you. Verse 11 says, furthermore, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. How can one keep warm alone? That says you'll last longer if you're together. And in verse 12, if one can overpower one person who is alone, then two can resist the one, because a cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart, and that is be safer. So in truth, there's four things there. You can do more together. You can go farther together. You can last longer together. And you can be safer together. And we sat in my office and we talked about, gee, did you want to do something special in your wedding? And we knew that we couldn't do a unity candle and the sand was out. But you came up with this idea of the cords. And so I'd like to talk to the people about these cords that we have. Because you see, three cords stranded together, woven together. And so I'd like to just step out and I'd like to just share with each of you that you can go farther, you'll last longer, you'll do more if there's three together. The purple one, you might think is God, but it's really not. The purple one is for the male. And the reason why the purple one's for the male is because when a man gives his life to Christ and he literally says, I believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God and that there is no one else that is, then Christ comes to take dominion in that man's life and he becomes the leader of his to-be family. And so that purple cord stands for this young man who's going to be a leader. The white cord on this side stands for the woman, because the Bible says that if a woman takes Christ to be her Savior, that he comes and he takes dominion inside of her life, and that her purity is shown, and that Christ lives. So Todd, you have a huge task, because you see, God has asked you to be not a lorder over her, but instead a spiritual leader, because God has empowered you to do so. And he has given you a beautiful bride, someone that is pure in heart for you. And so she comes and she says to you, I want you. And you came and asked her, will you do the rest of life's journey with me? And she said, oh, yes, I will. You'll never forget that day. I'm quite sure that you asked her that. And Laura, you'll never forget that day that you looked at him and said, yes. See, we could just have two cords here because that's the way most families are. But you see, in this, there's a gold cord. And the gold cord is for royalty. It's because you have professed to know Jesus. And you have professed to know God. You see, two cords would be stronger than one. But you see, if you're going to go farther and last longer and be safer and all of that, what you've said is two still not good enough. I have to have three. You see, Todd, most of us in this room, I've been married 40 years. We can remember the day that we saw just the one. And you can remember the day that you first met her and you heard her voice. And you can remember that your heart started to pitter-pat, and you can remember that also. What a great day that was. But you see, God in his infinite wisdom, in this time of your life, many years have passed, he said, Todd, now's the time for you to take a bride. And the years have passed in your life, and you might have said, I don't think I'll ever get married. But God said, no, Laura, here's the time for you to take a groom. So you know what? He didn't just bring any bride. Oh, no. He's always been fashioning her and creating her and getting her to just the right place in life. Because he looked at you and he said, you need a helper. And he's been doing the same for you, Miss Laura. And so you see, this gold cord that you're going to weave together today is the mere fact that you're acknowledging you couldn't have found her if you'd have looked 1,000 years. See, there's plenty of people that look for a mate. Young people here today that they're in the process of looking for somebody that's attractive or sounds good. But oh, for the man of God and the woman of God, we would say, unless God brings them, then it's not a sacrament, a sacrifice, a gloriousness of him. What a great day you take a bride. What a great day you take a groom. But you know what? Praise God that he brought the two of you together. Your story to tell. Your witness to give. And so, Todd, if you would take this in your hand and hold this ring. Laura is going to weave this together. Grab your what?
Stole it.
Oh, I will. As she's weaving that, I want to remind you all, this is a new journey for you. So would you all give each other a lot of space to mess up? Because I'm looking at you, Todd, and you're going to mess up a few times. And you know what, Laura? You're going to mess up a few times, too. It takes a real man of God to give somebody a few moments to mess up in life. Here's the band that goes at the bottom. And the second thing that I would tell you in the midst of coming together is put the other one first. Anybody in this room can put their self first, but Todd, she's hoping you're going to put her first, and Laura, he's hoping that you're going to put him first. The third thing that I would tell you is focus upon Christ. There is no argument that you will ever have that it won't be because you're looking at yourself and her, but as soon as you cast your eyes on Christ, the argument will begin to dissipate away. And the fourth thing that I would tell you is this. There's going to be many things, situations, other people, circumstances that will seek to tear you apart. And the reason why I know that is because we have an enemy, and our enemy will try very hard to rip this apart. Because you see, the Bible says what God has put together, let no situation, let no person, let no thing rip it apart. And there's people in this room that has happened to. Todd, that, what a great gift God's given you. What a great gift he's given you. So I would say, let nothing tear this apart. And lastly, I would say, you're saying to all, as you've just woven this and you've just held it, we need Christ to be the center of our house. That's a great gift. I'd like you both to hold that. I'd like to pray for you. Could we pray together today? Father, thank you for your glorious mercy as they hold this cord together. What a great gift you've given them. Not only a Savior, but Father, now a bride and a groom to do life with. Father, we thank you. Now, as they take their marriage vows of love, would you just bless this time? Etch it in their minds in Christ's name. Amen. Could I, as you take your marriage vows together, let me hold this for you. And if you just come forward a little bit and just hold his hands, there you go. You would just repeat after me. I, Todd.
I, Todd.
Take you, Laura.
Take you, Laura.
To be my wedded wife.
To be my wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
Amen.
Amen.
And Laura, would you repeat after me? I, Laura.
I, Laura.
Take you, Todd.
Take you, Todd.
To be my wedded husband.
To be my wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
Amen. Laura and Todd, you're going to exchange rings, mighty beautiful ring. You're going to put this on her hand, and just like the cords are a symbol that God has brought a man and a woman together with him in the center, this ring is a symbol to all who will ever see it on her hand, Todd, and to all that will see his on his hand. And that symbol says to all who see it, I belong to somebody special. I belong to someone, not only the Lord, but to my mate. And Miss Laura, this ring is just a bit larger. A man can only lead spiritually if you help him become a good leader. So here's his ring. There you go. Now, Todd, if you would just repeat after me. I, Todd. Give you this ring.
Give you this ring.
As a pledge of my love.
As a pledge of my love.
And my life.
And my life.
Amen.
Amen.
And Miss Laura, would you repeat after me? I, Laura.
I, Laura.
Give you this ring.
Give you this ring.
As a pledge of my life.
As a pledge of my love.
And my life to you.
My life to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Could we listen to a special passage of scripture that they selected.
Entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death parts you and me.
Wonder if you take the hand of the person next to you in the congregation. Just take it. Doesn't matter whether you know them. And let's just pray for this couple. Father, we thank you for the gift of this worship service that has come. And Father, we've put you first. And Lord, as we go to celebrate this union in the other room, we thank you for bringing this man to this woman and this man and this woman to this man. Father, would you give them the strength and tenacity to give each other a lot of wobble space? Father, they're just getting started. Lord, thank you for bringing them together. Now help them, Father, to have a lot of patience and grace with one another while you create this union. Bless them. Anoint them. They're going out. They're coming in. Bless them financially and relationally. And Father, may their life be glorified to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, Todd and Laura, I want to pronounce you husband and wife. And this would be a great time for you to kiss your bride. That's a good kiss right there. Yeah. Put your arm in his. Wonder if you guys would come on up here now, help him out a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, would you stand with me? I want to introduce to you Mr. and Mrs. Todd and Laura Stevens. Let's give God a great hand.
Thank you.
they're going to dismiss you by road.